Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. It's so good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. Some big bands and great singers, some large groups, and some soloists. Well, coming up on today's show, it's part two of Comedy Records. Oh, we had so much fun and so many laughs last week, we had to go a second round with our funny songs. And of course, we have the countdown, and today we've got the biggest hits from the third weekend of August in 1956. So that's what awaits us today, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you, being here with you, being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we start on the countdown from this week in 1956. And today we'll be using the Jukebox Survey from Billboard magazine. And as we drop our first dime of the day into the music machine, we come up with record number 15. It's a medley of Moonglow and the theme to Picnic by Morris Stoloff's orchestra. Record number 15 on the Jukebox chart this week in 1956. That's Moonglow and the theme from Picnic by the Morris Stoloff Orchestra. That was coming down after a three-week stay at number one. It would be a million seller for the 58-year-old from Philadelphia, who's been the musical director at Columbia Pictures for the last 20 years. And about a decade ago, he started recording some of the more popular numbers as singles for Decca Records. And that medley featured the swing-era tune Moonglow with the love theme from the recent blockbuster film Picnic. It is the third weekend of August, 1956 on today's show, when the U.S. population is just under 169 million. Dwight Eisenhower is in the White House and Richard Nixon is the VP. And we are in the midst of a booming economy, one of the best years in American history. The average American income is now $4,800. That's 8% higher than last year. American citizens have purchased as never before, but consumers still had enough money left over to pay off the huge installment debt that they ran up in 55. And it's good news in the country, too, as farmers are coming out of their near-decade-long slump. We've become such a wealthy nation that maybe we can buy peace of mind as more than 1 billion tranquilizer pills are sold this year. But with a boom comes higher prices. After 3 years of stable living costs, they've been inching up since February. Three quarters of all manufacturers say they'll be raising prices soon. Appliance makers say they'll be bumping prices as high as 10% on televisions, refrigerators, washing machines, and electric ranges. Steel prices are up, and car makers say next year's models will cost more. Ah, but on the upside, productivity remains high, and unemployment remains low, 4.1% this month. And that's how we were in August of 1956. And on the countdown, we're at number 14 with Vic Damone.
Oh, the towering feeling just to know somehow you are near. I have often walked on this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. Just to know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can't be here on the street where.
After topping out at number 4, Vic Damone's down to number 14 this weekend in 1956 on The Street Where You Live, a number from the smash Broadway musical My Fair Lady. And it's the 12th top 10 hit for the 28-year-old singer born Vito Farinola in Brooklyn.
Hello, I'm Peg Murdoch. You know, I'm really thrilled with the way millions of women are now enjoying the Sunbeam Controlled Heat Automatic Fry Pan. You've heard about it, I'm sure, through its very best advertisement. The woman who owns one.
It's the most useful appliance I ever had in my home. So useful, I keep it out all the time.
All I've been getting is compliments for my food since I got my Sunbeam fry pan. That's why I'm so enthusiastic about it.
Now, these women are typical. In fact, we've just finished talking with thousands like them. And you know, 97% are recommending the Sunbeam fry pan to their friends and relatives. Why? Because the Sunbeam makes everything you cook more delicious. Be sure you get the genuine and original controlled heat automatic fry pan. Yes, I mean the one and only Sunbeam controlled heat automatic fry pan.
Who still has their electric frying pan? I know some of you do. Now, you may not have a 1956 version, but an updated model's okay. And the pitch lady there was Peg Murdoch. She appeared on Milton Berle's television show. Well, that was one of the things in our kitchen in August of 1956, and on the record player, maybe the new one from the Ames Brothers, which is number 12 this week.
It only hurts for a little while. That
That's what they tell me. That's what they say. It only hurts for a little while. Then all your heartache will pass away. It's so easy to be smart with somebody else's heart, but I don't know how to start forgetting you. What can I do? It only hurts for a little while. That's what they tell me. Just wait and see. But I will hurt till you come back to me. To be smart with somebody else's heart, but I don't know how to start forgetting you. What can I do? It only hurts for a little while. That's what they tell me. Just wait and see. But I will hurt till you come back to me.
Those are the Ames Brothers, Joe, Ed, Vic, and Gene. At number 12 this week in 1956, It Only Hurts for a Little While. They were accompanied by the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra. The record would peak at number 11, just missing out on another top 10 for the brothers from Malden, Massachusetts. We've gone back 70 summers on today's show, and this was an election year. And it's convention season. The Democrats went first in Chicago and nominated for a second time the former Illinois governor, Adlai Stevenson. Now, former President Truman had supported New York Governor Averill Harriman, but Stevenson had the higher stature. One surprise move by Stevenson, he left it to the delegates to select his running mate. Young Massachusetts Senator John Kennedy had the lead, but in the end, the delegates went for Tennessee Senator Estes Kefauver. In Stevenson's acceptance speech, he claimed that the good economic times were not so good after all. He also claimed that the Eisenhower administration was all show and no substance.
Now, this idea that you can merchandise candidates for high office, like breakfast cereal, that you can gather votes like boxcars, is, I think, the ultimate indignity to the Democratic process.
Meanwhile, the Republicans are gathering this week in San Francisco. They, of course, will renominate Eisenhower and Nixon. And in his acceptance speech, Ike will crow about the administration's successes and says the GOP is the way to go.
The Republican Party is again the rallying point for Americans of all callings, ages, races, and incomes. They see in its broad, forward-moving, straight-down-the-road, fighting program the best promise for their own steady progress toward a bright future. Some opponents have tried to call this a one-interest party. Indeed, it is a one-interest party. And that one interest is the interest of every man, woman, and child in America.
And let the campaigning begin. And of course, now we know Eisenhower would win in a landslide. Now, there'd be a special guest at the GOP convention, singer Nat King Cole. And here's his latest hit, That's All There Is to That.
Did you ever watch the one you love slowly drifting away from you? And you know, deep in your heart, there is nothing that you can do to make her stay,
to make her stay,
to turn the tide,
to turn the tide.
to ease the pain.
To ease the pain.
That you feel down inside when her eyes says over and done. Then you simply must face the fact. So you leave and think it over. But you come hurrying back, hoping she'll change her mind, praying she'll take you back. But like the lady said, that's all there is to that.
When her eyes say it's over and done, then you simply must face the facts.
So you leave and think it over, but you come hurrying back, hoping change her mind, praying she'll take you back. But like the lady said, that's all there is to that.
Nat King Cole with the Four Nights, that's all there is to that. Number 20 on the jukebox chart this week, it reached number 16. As it's August 1956, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Time. Today on Seems Like Old Times, it's comedy, part two. Yeah, we needed another week of chuckles and laughs, so we kept the novelty records out for another week. But we actually start with a downer from the K. Kaiser Orchestra.
Jingling, 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 it's the bad humor man.
What a guy, what a guy.
Hear him yell, hear his bell.
So drop your philosophies and drop your toys
and run pell-mell.
Ting-a-ling, 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 it's the bad humor man. Ting-a-ling, 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 with a frown on his hand.
He's a gloomy Gus and a grouch on wheels. He's one of America's foremost heels.
So he sings ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling as he goes on his way.
With his wagon rumbling, he keeps grumbling. His show is an awful day.
Hey, kids, here comes the bad humor man.
Oh,
hey.
Boy, I want a chocolate.
I'll take a vanilla.
I'd like a little peach.
And could you give me a raspberry?
With pleasure, kitty.
Oh. Up every morning at the break of day. What a life, what a life, what a life. A cold cup of coffee and a breakfast tray. What a wife, what a wife, what a wife.
All day long, things go wrong.
So as I wander on my weary way, I sing this song.
Ting-a-ling.
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 I'm the bad humor man.
Ting-a-ling.
Ting-a-ling.
With a frown on my pen.
He's mean as Simon, I mean the green.
Yes, I hate people and they hate me.
So he sings ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling, as he goes on his way.
With my wagon rumbling, I keep grumbling loud. What a lousy day.
That's no way to act now. Why be mad?
Well, business is good, but my humor's bad.
Then come on, boys, with the musical chorus. Let's make him one of the happiness boys.
So a bit off key, you pep me up, so the treat's on me.
Well, he came around, the Bad Humor Man, the Kay Kaiser Band there, featuring Harry Babbitt, Sully Mason, Ishka Bibble, and the rest of the gang. That was a song written by Johnny Mercer and Jimmy McHugh, and was featured in the 1940 movie You'll Find Out, starring the old professor and the rest of the band, that also featured Boris Karloff, Peter Lorre, and Bela Lugosi. Well, here's another movie novelty song from the 1946 picture, Two Sisters from Boston. It's Jimmy Durante with Eddie Jackson. Go on home, your mother's calling.
Hey, you, put that banana back on that fruit.
Ah, you father's mustache. I'm part of the tough guys, we're all of us rough guys. I'm part of a gang on our street. And when to delight us, some gang comes to fight us, we don't call the cop on the beat. We each one of us takes our plates and tells them right off to their fate. Go on home, your mother's calling, your father just fell in the garbage can. Go on home, your mother's bawling, they come to collect your old man.
Stop the music, stop the music. What are you guys doing, playing the spots in front of your eyes? That trumpet player sounds like he's cooling his soup. Why, I can blow better music than that with one lip tied behind my back. All right, now start the chorus. Anybody who don't like the notes I wrote can turn in his uniform. And I think it's only fair to warn you guys that I weigh 160 pounds. And remember, that's all flesh and bone. There ain't a bit of muscle on me. Now I'm ready to vocalize. And you on that trumpet? Be careful what you do, you're liable to throw the whole band at the tune. All right, let's get started. One day my sweet mother said, fetch your big brother, he ain't showed since yesterday noon. So I makes a beeline as fast as a feline to old man McGinty's saloon. And just as I peek through the door, the bouncer, he spots me and roars. Go on home, your mother's calling, your father got caught in the wash machine. Go on home, your mother's bawling, she can't get the laundry out clean. Ah, this carries me back to my childhood, and that's quite a trip. Boy, did I live in a tough neighborhood. My neighborhood was so tough that anybody with ears was a cocker spaniel. My father was kind of tough, too. My dad knew how to stop a coal in your head from getting down into your chest without using medicine.
How'd he do that?
He tied a knot in your neck. Ah, looking back, what a cute baby I was. 10 little fingers and 8 little toes. I came from a very poor family. But don't think I was lacking an education just because I came from a tough neighborhood. At the age of 8, I was a student of languages. I spoke French, Spanish, 18th century colonial, and Chippendale. And when I speak Chippendale, the chips fall where I play it. Ah, those childhood days. I'll never forget Christmas when I was a kid. I'd come running down the stairs Christmas morning, and what a surprise. You know what I'd find in my socks?
What?
My father's feet.
Go on home, your mother's home. Your papa put a mouse in your mother's shoe. Go on home, your mother's fallen, and you'll just a crybaby too.
Go on home, your mother's calling. Jimmy Durante, Eddie Jackson, and the Ted Dale Orchestra from 1946. Well, next up on the Laugh Ledger, we head to Britain for Noel Coward's Mad Dogs and Englishmen.
In tropical climes there are certain times of day when all the citizens retire to take their clothes off and perspire. It's one of those rules the greatest fools obey, because the sun is far too sultry and one must avoid its ultraviolet ray. The natives grieve when the white men leave their huts, because they're obviously, definitely nuts. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The Japanese don't care to, the Chinese wouldn't dare to. Hindus and Argentines sleep firmly from 12 to 1, but Englishmen deter stars, yes, stars. In the Philippines they have lovely screens to protect you from the glare. In the Malay states there are hats like plates which the Britishers won't wear. At 12 noon the natives swoon and no further work is done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. such a surprise for the Eastern eyes to see. But though the English are effete, they're quite impervious to heat. When the white man rides, every native hides in glee. Because the simple creatures hope he will impale his soul at Topi on the Tweed. It seems such a shame when the English claim the earth, that they give rise to such hilarity and mirth. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The toughest Burmese bandit can never understand it. In Rangoon, the heat of noon is just what the natives shun. They put the Scotch or rye down and lie down. In a jungle town where the sun beats down to the rage of man and beast, the English garb of the English Saab merely gets a bit more creased. In Bangkok, at 12 o'clock, they foam at the mouth and run. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The smallest Malay rabbit deplores this foolish habit. In Hong Kong, they strike a gong and fire off a noonday gun to reprimand each inmate who's in late. In the mangrove swamps by the python romps, there is peace from 12 to 2. Even caribous lie around and snooze, for there's nothing else to do. In Bengal, to move at all is seldom, if ever, done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday, 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 out in the midday sun.
The story goes that Noel Coward wrote Mad Dogs and Englishmen while driving from Hanoi to Saigon. It was first performed by Beatrice Lilly on Broadway in 1931 in a production called The Third Little Show. And then, a year later, Coward made that recording with the Ray Noble Orchestra, and it would become his signature song. It's another barrel of laughs today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and today we're back to the third weekend of August in 1956. And now it's sports time. In baseball, it's a good race for the NL pennant as the Braves are up 2 on the Dodgers, 2.5 on the Reds, and Brooklyn would win it at the wire by a game over the Braves and by 2 over the surging Reds. Cincy would win 8 of its last 9 but come up just short. In the American League, the Yanks are up comfortably, 8.5 over the Indians, they'd win it by 9, and they'd go on and top the Dodgers in the World Series in 7. Some highlights from this summer? Red Sox lefty Mel Parnell tossed a no-hitter at the White Sox on July 14th. That was the first no-no for Boston since 1923. On the offensive side, just a couple of weeks ago, Jackie Jensen knocked in 9 in a game for Boston against the Tigers. This Saturday in Cincinnati's Crosley Field, Reds outfielder Bob Thurman hit 3 consecutive home runs. Ted Klazuski and Frank Robinson added a pair each in a 13-4 win over Milwaukee. The 8 dingers in one game tied a record. And coming up this week in Cincinnati, visiting Dodger Don Newcomb would be the first to win 20. A few weeks ago, the Nuke had a consecutive inning scoreless streak of 39 and two-thirds. And the Yankees this week will release Phil Rizzuto. They say next season he'll be in the broadcast booth. In other sports here in the summer of 56, the Olympic Games began June 10th for the equestrian events in Stockholm, Sweden. They had to compete there because of quarantine laws in Australia. The rest of the games will be in Melbourne in November. Sweden won 3 golds in the horse events, while Germany took 6 overall medals. At the Tour de France, a surprise winner, Frenchman Roger Wachowiak. In golf, Masters champion Jack Burke Jr. won the PGA Championship as well. Carey Middlecoff took the U.S. Open. Marlene Hagee won the LPGA Championship. In tennis, Lou Hode won Wimbledon, giving him the first 3 Grand Slam titles, but he would lose at the U.S. Open, falling to Ken Rosewall in the final. Shirley Fry was the ladies' Wimbledon champ. In boxing, Rocky Marciano retired as heavyweight champ back in April, and they're having an elimination tournament to crown a new champ. Floyd Patterson would beat Archie Moore in November to take the belt. Moore is the light heavyweight champion. Middleweight champ is Sugar Ray Robinson. Welterweight crown belongs to Johnny Saxton. And coming up this week, Joe Brown will win the lightweight title in a split decision over Bud Smith, and he'd keep the title for the next 6 years. That's a look at sports from August of 70 years ago. And we're back to the countdown, picking it up at number 9 with the Cordettes.
Born to be, with you, by your side, satisfied. since I was born to be with you.
First top 10 in nearly 2 years for the Cordettes, Janet Ertel, Carol Bushman, Lynn Evans, and Margie Needham. Born to Be With You, after reaching number 5, it's down to number 9 this week on the jukebox chart of Billboard magazine, this weekend in 1956. Well, let's take a minute and see what's happening on television here in the summer. Of course, it's mostly replacement shows and reruns, but it's still fun to go back and check what was on the tube. Well, we have one fewer network. After going into bankruptcy, Dumont had its final broadcast on August 6th, a boxing match from St. Nicholas Arena in New York. Yeah, lots of game show news here. Sonny Fox of the $64,000 Challenge is fired for apparently committing one too many bloopers. Fox has been in hot water several times this year. Ralph Story from L.A. replaces Fox, and it comes at a good time for Story because he just left the morning show gig at radio station KNX in L.A., and he's replaced by Bob Crane. NBC has a new game show coming up in the fall. It's called 21. The network boasts that it offers unlimited cash awards. If a contestant continues to beat his challengers, he can keep coming back to fatten his purse until he's defeated. And NBC's already rolled out Tic-Tac-Doe with veteran Jack Barry. At the news desk, David Brinkley and Chet Huntley were so good anchoring NBC's coverage of the Democratic Convention, the network will put them on the nightly news, replacing John Cameron Swayze. And what is on television this weekend? Hey, the Tony Bennett Show. That's on NBC Saturday nights. After Tony, it's People Are Funny. On CBS Saturday night, there's Beat the Clock, Two for the Money, The Russ Morgan Show featuring Helen O'Connell and guest Steve Lawrence, Gunsmoke in its next-to-last episode of its first season, and The Honeymooners. And Saturday nights on ABC, there's Wild Bill Hickok, Gene Autry, The Lawrence Welk Show, The Ozark Jubilee, and the Grand Ole Opry with Eddie Arnold, Minnie Pearl, Hank Snow, Little Jimmy Dickens, and June Carter. Now, of course, it won't be long until the regular shows are back, and that means Perry Como is back at 8 o'clock Saturday nights on NBC, and this year in color. And this weekend on the countdown, Mr. C's at number 8 with More.
You're more than life to me, more than eternity. And the more I know of you, all the more I love you. I need you more each day, much more than words can say. More than forever. I The silver moon will fade too soon and bring the dawn when you'll be gone. Before you go, please let me know that what you feel is really real. So do not grieve that I must leave, because I live only for your love and mine more and more.
More, you're more
than life to me. More than eternity. And the more I know of you, all the more I love.
Four-year-old Perry Como at number 8 this week in 1956, More, coming down from a high of number 4. He was backed up by the Mitchell Ayers Orchestra and the Ray Charles Singers. And the flip side tune was also a top 10, Glendora. That's 4 top 10s this year for Perry. Oh, I also have a comedy record that includes Perry Como. This was back when he was a singer for the Ted Weems Orchestra.
The lilting music of Ted Weems and his orchestra. Yes, friends, once again, it is Ted Weems' time. Brought to you by the Perkins Pickle Company, makers of those pickles with the skin you love to touch. And now, to music. Harry Como sings for you, Home on the Range.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play.
Where ladies, have you seen the new Dr. Boskin's Bustle Clamp? Don't go through life with a loose caboose. Buy a Boskin's Bustle Clamp and know what's going on behind your back. And now, Harry Como sings Home on the Range.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play.
Men, are you suffering from middle age spread? When you sit on a small chair, do you have a hangover? Don't be the laugh of the locker room. Use Dr. Johnson's pot shot. And now, Perry Como sings Home on the Range.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play.
Friends, have you seen Dr. Wilson's sensational new all-silk, all-zippered, streamlined water wings? If you have, will you bring them back? Dr. Wilson wants to go swimming. And now, Harry Como sings Home on the Range.
Home, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
And so we bring to a close this brief period of lavender and old lace played for you by Ted Weems and his orchestra under the sponsorship of the Perkins Pickle Company, makers of those pickles with the skin you love to touch. Always remember our slogan, Perkins Gherkins for your internal workings.
Now from somewhere in the mid-1930s, the Ted Weems Orchestra, making a little fun of the radio commercials back in the day. It was Perry Como with the attempted vocals, and I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing it was the leader, Weems, playing the radio announcer. As it's another week of comedy records today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're counting down the hits from the third weekend of August in 1956. And at number 7, it's Teresa Brewer.
Scoobly-dooby-doo, be-doo, be-dooby-dooby-doo. Wouldn't anybody care to meet a sweet old-fashioned girl? Scoobly-dooby-dum, doesn't anybody care about a sweet old-fashioned pearl? Scoobly-dooby-dum, who's a frantic little bopper in some sloppy socks? Just a crazy rock and rollin' little Goldilocks. Wouldn't anybody care to meet a sweet old-fashioned girl? Doesn't anybody care to hear some sweet old-fashioned talk? Scoobly-dooby-dum, wouldn't anybody like to take a nice old-fashioned walk? Scoobly-dooby-dum, take a walk around the corner where the cats all stop, where you take the juicy ribs and then you'll dance that bop. Oh, wouldn't anybody like to take a nice old-fashioned walk? Hot Scooby-Doo, hot Scooby-Doo, try. Oh, wouldn't anybody care to meet a sweet old-fashioned miss? Scoobly-dooby-dum, wouldn't anybody like to kiss a sweet old-fashioned kiss? Scoobly-dooby-dum, you'll just flip your little wig, because we'll bet you some that you'll really dig the flavor of our bubblegum. Wouldn't anybody care to meet a sweet old-fashioned girl? Wouldn't anybody care to meet a sweet old-fashioned girl? Scoobly-dooby-dum, doesn't anybody care about a sweet old-fashioned pearl? Scoobly-dooby-dum, who's a frantic little bopper in some sloppy socks? Just a crazy rock and roll and little Goldilocks. Wouldn't anybody care to meet a sweet old-fashioned Scoobly-dooby-dum?
25-year-old Teresa Brewer. Just a sweet old-fashioned girl, song number 7 this week on the jukebox chart at its peak. Her second top 10 this year and 7th all-time. And now to Broadway we go to catch a show from this weekend in 1956. Susan Strasberg stars in The Diary of Anne Frank. It's Edward G. Robinson and Gina Rowlands in Middle of the Night. For laughter, there's no time for sergeants with Andy Griffith and Myron McCormick. The Matchmaker has Ruth Gordon, and Will Success Spoil Rock Hunter, starring Orson Bean, Martin Gable, Jane Mansfield, and Walter Matthau. Musicals this weekend include The Threepenny Opera, with Tige Andrews, B. Arthur, Scott Merrill, and Lottie Lania, Mr. Wonderful with Jack Carter and Sammy Davis Jr., The Most Happy Fella has Joe Sullivan and Robert Weed, but the hit of the year is Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady, starring Julie Andrews, Rex Harrison, and Stanley Holloway.
A few more hours before they tie the knot.
There's drinks and girls all over London, and I've got to track 'em down in just a few more hours.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, let's have a whopper, and get me to the church on time. I got to be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in me prime. Girls, come and kiss me, show how you'll miss me, but get me to the church on time. If I am dancing, roll up the floor. If I am whistling, let me out the door. For I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Kick up a rumpus, but don't lose the compass, and get me to the church. Get me to the church, be sure and get me to the church on time. Mail me, but
get me to the church on time. I got to be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in me prime.
Some bloke who's able, lift up the table and
get me to the church on time.
If I am flying, then shoot me down. If I am wooing, get her out of town.
For I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime.
Feather and Tommy, call out the army, but get me to the church.
Get me to the church.
Oh, be sure.
That's Stanley Holloway, Get Me to the Church on Time, from the Broadway production of My Fair Lady, the hit of the summer here in 1956. Hey, we have time for another silly song. Here's Danny Kaye.
Everybody's heard of Peter Piper and the peck of pickled peppers that he picked. That's such a silly, simple children's game. It hasn't even got a name. But I'd like to bet that it'll trip you, like to bet you that you'll have to say you're licked. If Peter Piper you pronounce with ease, then twist your tongue around these. Moses supposes his toes are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously. For Moses, he knows his toes ain't roses, and Moses supposes his toes to be.
That's Tom Twister, and seems so easy till a word gets sprung. And you insist you want to try a list, then step up, mister, and twist your tongue.
Now, Kissel will whistle at busty Miss Russell, who rustle and bustle till Kissel will roar. So Russell asked Axel for Kissel's dismissal, and this'll teach Kissel to whistle no more.
That's Tom Twister, and seems so easy till you twist your tongue.
Tito and Tato were tattooed in Toto, but Toto was only tattooed on his toe. So Tato told Tito where Toto was tattooed, but Tito said Toto's tattoo wouldn't show. Theta Thothora was thumping her thimble, but Thomas Thothora was thumping a drum. Said Theta, if Thora's not thumping her thimble, I think that she surely is thumping her thumb.
It's Tom Twister, and seems so easy till the word gets sprung. If you insist you want to try a list, then step up, mister, and twist your tongue.
Now, Charlie is cherry when choosing his cheeses, and cheese is a challenge when Charlie arrives. But Charlie is charming and chooses a cheddar, then chills it and chips it and chops us some chives. Hedda is hoping to hop to Tahiti to hack a hibiscus to hang on her hat. Now, Hedda has hundreds of hats in her hat rack, so how can her hop to Tahiti help that? Snobby Miss Nora is sniffing a snuffer. The snuff has no sniff and it makes Nora sneeze. When Snide Alice Norton hears Nora is sneezing, she snappily snorts Nora sneezing a breeze. Sheila is selling her shop at the seashore, for shops at the seashore are so to lose. Now she's not so sure of what she should be selling. Should Sheila sell seashells or should she sell shoes?
Tom Twister, and seems so easy till the word gets sprung. If you insist you want to try a list, then step up, mister, and twist
Twister for Twistle was trying to whistle, but Twister for twisted his tongue.
Easy for him to say. There's Danny Kaye from 1947 with the Vic Schoen Orchestra and Tongue Twisters. And we have more comedy coming up after the break and more of the hits from this week in 56 on Seems Like Old Times.